First of all, any update on any injury issues ahead of the game?
Alan Hutton and Carlos Sanchez won't be fit for this game. They made progress, but not enough to be fit to play. And nothing special after the game, only Micah Richards got a knock on his ankle, but he should be available.
And any update on any incomings?
Not for the moment. I'm still working hard on that, closely with the board, and they know what I want. And on my side, I'm working to try to make Aston Villa attractive for some of players.
Social media since Saturday evening has been full of, in particular, the video of the team entering the coach when you departed Wickham. From your side, how did that feel, and how did the players feel at some of the abuse that was thrown by the fans?
You know, I talk already about that after the game, and I don't want to make too much comment about that.
Okay. It's been a short time since Saturday. What's the plan for Crystal Palace tomorrow night? Obviously, it looks like the players are incredibly low on confidence. How are you going about trying to instill that to try and get this first victory?
You know, we're going to try to find what we put in the West Ham game, for example, at home, where we have been very close to the victory. And I think in that time, the player put all what they could, and this is what I'm looking for the next game.
How do you explain that it's there for the West Ham game, but then seems to disappear for subsequent games?
I'm not sure it disappeared completely, but you know, we need to have 11 players on the pitch on their best level, and maybe at some games we have one or two not playing at their best level for any reason. And the situation where we are in, it's straight away a problem for the team. I mean, in 1 week it could be this one, and the next game it's another player who is not performing as good as he should. Then the team get in problem.
You need the fans on your side, Remy. How do you get them back on side now? Apart from winning games, of course. How do you get the fans back on your side?
Only to winning games. I mean, as a fan, you expect that your team wins. Then there will be more behind us if we win. But I can say also, I won't be very special saying that, but we need them before winning in order to win. You know what I mean? Then we need the support of the fan to win the game as well. Then that's what I said earlier. At the end of the game, you can show your disappointment, that you are not agree, but to win a game, for sure, we need the face of the supporters and the fan during the game, because it's very hard for us, actually, to win a game. And if we are playing away game at Villa Park, it's going to be more difficult. Then, to be fair, I understand all this frustration, but this is a situation also where we have to keep calm and to do things that can help the club in every position you are. But if you love this football club, you have to act really in a good sense. I mean, as I told you, after the game, you can show that you are not happy. This is the way football is.
Just finally from me, there has to be a bit of a siege mentality in the dressing room. The players have to stick together.
Yes, of course. But in any dressing room, you need that the player fight for their mates, you know. It's very important. And for sure, we need to improve that in the dressing room. This is very important.
Were you impressed by Micah Richards that he tried to reason with the supporters before the game was over on Saturday?
I spoke about that after the game, and I said that it was brave from Micah to do it, and I cannot say more.
Did you see Julian Lescott and Brad Guzan exchange words with supporters?
No, I didn't see it, to be fair, because I was the first one going back on the dressing room, and I didn't see that.
You'd be aware of the allegations, though.
To be fair, I have no details about that. I just can say that in every situation as a professional player, you need to behave with respect to everybody, and I hope that they have done.
Would you want to find out more then in the next couple of days what went on? Because it was in public.
I will see what I'm doing on this matter.
What did you say to Tom Fox before he went to America? Is there any particular you said to him to convey to Randy Lerner?
This is, I cannot say any details, of course, and you will understand why, but I've been very clear with everybody at this football club on our situation.
Are you frustrated that this is, as yet, not your squad? You're not dealing with players that you've brought in?
You know, this is a situation that I was expecting coming here, and let's see. The transfer window is not closed for the moment, and I will answer your question in a few weeks.
But we're halfway through almost, Remy.
Yes, yes, but you know, it's easier to buy players on Football Manager or this kind of game than in the reality. And I'm working. The club is working, doing this, and there is still 2 weeks to come, and I know that the situation where we are in, it's not so easy to attract player, but hopefully I will achieve it.
How worrying is it psychologically, though, for your players? Is the psychology becoming more and more of a problem for them?
No, I mean, of course, there is, in every situation, you can speak about psychology, but we are a football team. There are football players with a lot of experience for many of them. And then they have gone through probably this kind of situation already. Then you have to roll your sleeves, you say that?
And roll the sleeves up.
Roll the sleeves up and then do the job the best as you can. And I think at the moment some of the players can do better.
How's it affecting you?
You know, it's the job. Of course, I would prefer to win games, to analyze things with calm and make the best decision that I can make and at my level.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry.